Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
He's a husband, a dog dad, a first baseman, and a fantasy football commissioner.
Being a commissioner for the league is tough, and I'm really excited. I'm wearing a suit today.
He also likes to fill the bathtub with hard work and Jets tears.
I can't take any more disappointment. That's what he used to say when we watched the Jets games together.
But his most important job is being a Vin FL insider.
I haven't enjoyed a football season since 1969.
On 96.5 The Fan, here's Vinny Pasquantino.
Oh, yes, it is time to talk to Vinny. Now, it mentions there, you hear not only important jobs related to football and baseball, but a dog dad. And my understanding is you were taking care of the dog this morning. Is this a routine of yours? Did the dog always go to doggy daycare?
Yeah, so, well, first off, thank you for the intro this week, fellas.
Yeah,
you know? Welcome back.
Thank you.
Drew, welcome back to calling me to get me on. So everything is right in the world with you three.
It feels good again. We were cursed for a little bit as a show.
It's a bad luck last week, Vinny.
Yeah, so I wake up early. I work out. I get to the gym at like 8:30 or so. But if I wake up early enough, I got to get to the dog. I got to get the dog to daycare by 9. If I'm after 9, he can't go. So, okay. I guess this truck's going to let me pull out. sorry. But... so I got him up. Sometimes I'll wake up and my wife is like, you're going to take him to daycare? And I really don't want to because it's out of my way. And I was in a good mood this morning. So I took him to daycare and it worked out that I got done at the gym, got done hitting, got done doing all my stuff. And I picked him up right at 11:30. So it was a tough timing when you have an 11:30 radio interview.
Were you in a good mood for what particular reason? Did you get like an extension or something? You could tell us now.
No. Hey, what does our GM say? He says there has to be interest from the other side. I think that's what he likes to say publicly. So I'll say that right back. There has to be interest from the other side. So we'll leave it at that.
Fair enough.
I have interest in maintaining you as our NFL insider, so I'm going to need you to stick around.
Hey, as long as I'm here, I'm working for you guys, so I can give you that promise.
Do you pay attention? Alex was asking me in the break. You pay attention to the other big trades in Major League Baseball? Like, do you guys all text back and forth when Simeon gets traded or stuff like that?
That was the talk of the gym this morning about that trade. Just because I think it's more rare nowadays that you see a big leaguer for big leaguer just straight up swap.
Mm-hmm.
So, because, you know, a lot of times it'll be one team is getting prospects back or something. So I think it was an interesting trade. One thing I think I hate is these models that grade trades, and they're simply just like some sort of code that was written. Mm-hmm. We don't know who won the trade in November. So I always think it's funny when people hop online and talk about who won or lost the trade when it's like, well, what if the fit better is better one play? Like, fit matters a lot. And I think that's one thing that, like, baseball trade values can't, you know, it might say it's an overpay or an underpay, whatever it is, but fit matters, personalities matter. So we'll see what happens.
I know you could probably drive yourself crazy if you paid attention to everything that is said about you as a professional athlete on social media. I can't imagine. But do you get a kick out of when you see people speculate about, you know, the Royals, you know, are going to go acquire a certain player and then your name is mentioned by somebody as a trade piece and things like, do you pay attention to that? I mean, do you get a laugh out of that or what?
Well, I think you trust who's running the organization and you trust their word. So when you see things online, I mean, that's just natural to speculate this time of year. And I feel like I have a good relationship with our front office. So, you know, I don't think I'm personally going anywhere, but it doesn't mean that if they don't get the right deal, that they, you know, that they don't do it. So it's one of those things where you try not to pay attention to, but just naturally you're going to see it. I don't know why there's so many trucks around me this morning making all this noise, but sorry about that. And because I have the dog in the car, he really needs the window to be down.
Oh.
So, yeah, sorry. But, yeah, you see it, but you mostly just laugh at it because at the end of the day, it could be true, right? I mean, it could be. You could be being shopped or people might be asking about you, but pretty much every single player is being asked about. I'm sure that Bobby has been asked about. I'm sure that Salvi has been asked about. It's just one of those things that pretty much everybody's got a price, and it's just a matter of who's willing to pay it.
So I know a couple of weeks ago you had mentioned our guy David Leske was writing about. He wrote an article about you and whether or not you should get an extension. Do you want to make your own pitch? Why should you get an extension? Why, you know, like, sell yourself a little, you know?
That's a hilarious question. I think... Actually, there's no funny way to answer this question. I'm trying to think of because
there's money lots of good baseball reasons, you know.
And just selfishly, that'd be great. so no, I do not have a pitch. I do not have a pitch on that subject. But thank you for asking.
You know, I've got to try. You know, let's at least get to the football. Let's get to the football end of things, Vinny. What'd you make of the Chiefs' wins against the Colts? Let's start there. Obviously a dicey game for a big chunk of it. Where are you at on the Chiefs?
Yeah, I think that felt more like a vintage Chiefs game, which I think is good. So, you know, you go down, you have that big drive there at the end of the game where you go take the lead. Or no, sorry, it went to overtime, right?
Yeah.
But they went down and scored. Yeah, I think that's what you're looking for, right, is tough wins like that. I mean, I don't think too many people are scared of Daniel Jones himself, but that offense is pretty, you know, offense pretty good. Jonathan Taylor can run the football. Their offensive line's really good. So I think getting a win against that team, that's a good win. I don't know, other than helping them make the playoffs, I don't think it's that meaningful of a win other than, you know, just another win, which I guess is huge because if they had lost, it would be way tougher to make the playoffs. But I think all in all, that's what you want to see as a Chiefs fan is finding ways to win the game instead of finding ways to lose the game.
Yeah, for now it was a season-saving type of victory for the Chiefs, and then they get a quick turnaround, Vinny, Thanksgiving against the Cowboys. What's the Thanksgiving look like for you? Are you just sitting down on the couch watching football all day, I should say? What's the Thanksgiving plan?
I would say I have to. I get the opportunity to go to my in-laws for Thanksgiving. It's my – how do you say, like, grandparents but in-laws, like what?
I think in that case I would just say my wife's grandparents.
My wife's grandparents.
Yeah.
So they're in another state, so I get to drive there, which is fun, but I'm trying to make it as short of a trip as possible.
Do you make anything? Did you contribute to the food?
Okay, so this is kind of funny, but I ordered this fruit or this vegetable tray from this kid in my neighborhood. They were raising money for something. So I ordered some vegetable tray, and it came with this cheesecake. So we're bringing a cheesecake. I don't know why a cheesecake came with the vegetable tray, but it did, and it's going with us. So, no, I'm not making anything, but I am bringing something.
Do you guys have different fundraisers in Nashville than us? I felt like people just did, like,
popcorn,
trash bags and popcorn and stuff. You're getting vegetable trays and cheesecakes?
I think that's just the state of the times. We're a little bit healthier now, maybe. I don't know. To be honest, this is the neighborhood.
This is the neighborhood Vinny's in. You know?
Yeah, I gave him some cash and we moved on. So that's how it worked. I didn't really want the conversation, but I just said, you know what? Yeah, I'll take some vegetables and apparently a cheesecake.
He just
just paid the kid off. Yeah. Like, here, take the cash, kid.
Get off my lawn.
Didn't even matter if it was a scam. He would have just been like, well, I didn't get the vegetables, I guess.
Well, he was kind of funny because I said to the kid, I was like, hey, can I just give you cash? And he looked at me, was like, please give me cash. So I'm not exactly sure where that cash went to, but it got him off of my front porch, which was nice.
Like, does the vegetable tray look legit? Is it good?
Oh, it's great. It's vegetable and fruit. Some of the apples that are in there are phenomenal. So
right.
I'm very happy with that. I'm very happy with that purchase.
Let's get to your power. Well, fruit rankings we could do. Power rankings for teams.
We've gone off the rails here today.
We have.
You know what? Sometimes it goes away. Let's get a little power ranking from you, Vinny. Who are your top five teams right now. We know the Chiefs finally fell off your list after a couple of losses. Where do you have the five best teams, and we can get your five worst, too?
So I feel as if the Rams are kind of a clear number one. Yes. Matthew Stafford was in what my friends are describing as God mode last night. They're tough to beat when with that defense and with him. I mean, Devontae Adams is open on every single play, I think. So that's pretty good. I got to witness that firsthand last year. Didn't help my team. Let's see. Let me pull this up. Yeah, I'm going to put the Rams at one. Dude, like, I don't know. I'm looking at all these teams, and after one, it's just like, wow, there's some decent teams in there. But, like, I guess the Patriots have to be in there.
Yeah.
The freaking Broncos have to be in there. Gross.
Yeah, that's not good.
Like, the Eagles are just no fun to watch. A.J. Brown got the ball yesterday, though, so that at least he's happy today. I don't know. I think there's top three. I don't have a top five.
That's fair.
Because I'd just be naming teams. But let's go to the bottom five.
Okay.
The Titans are garbage.
Oh, terrible.
The Giants, that's hilarious that they lost the game yesterday, but I had a buddy who put some money on it when the Lions were down 10, so he did pretty good.
Nice.
The Jets, who I liked what I saw out of them yesterday, I will say, against the Ravens, I liked what I saw. They lost by a lot, but I liked it. Actually, the Raiders might be the worst team in football. They stink.
Yeah, they just fired their OC. Chip Kelly's gone, too.
And then, like, is Shedeur Sanders the truth? It's going to get loud this week, fellas. It's going to get loud. Just prepare for that.
You're not wrong. Yeah.
It's going to be – I bet ESPN will – I haven't watched any TV today, but I bet they're going to – that's all they're going to be talking about.
Oh, it's their – Vinny, it's their dream day. The Cowboys won in comeback fashion, and then Shedeur Sanders got a win in his debut. Our producer, who's not even a Cleveland guy, I think is more excited about that than anything else today.
So tell me this, and this doesn't even make sense, and obviously I'm not this week, but – why do I kind of like the Cowboys?
I think it's because offensively they have nothing but weapons.
Dak Prescott. I think that's the answer for me. I think I just like him. So I kind of root for him. And I think they get so much scrutiny, but they also get so much love. So I just don't know what to do. But obviously this week, Chiefs by 10.
By 10, there it is. All right.
Yeah. And then good. I'll be at the Sunday night game against the Texans. I'll be there for that one.
Oh, so you're coming in?
You're coming in, and as you guys know, I'm basically undefeated when I show up at Arrowhead, so.
I was about to say, you've got a tremendous winning record. Can you come in Friday? Yeah. Then we can have you in for drinks or something on Friday. How early are you coming in? Are you coming in that day?
I'm coming in on Saturday.
Too late.
And then game Sunday, and then WWE Monday Night Raw in Kansas City on Monday night. Maybe we'll go to that, too. We'll see.
I feel like there's a cameo happening Monday for you during that, then.
No, I wish, but no.
No?
You sure we can't make a few calls and get you involved in a cameo?
No, I play baseball. They don't care about that. you gotta stay in your lane, boys. And baseball is like in terms of, you know, you got football, I'd say, is number one. Probably NBA is number two. And then baseball at three, I think. But maybe nowadays, like, WNBA is climbing. So, you know, we'll see.
I think we asked Jeff Passan. He got a shout out on one of the broadcasts once, didn't he?
He did, but, you know, that guy's a legend, Kansas City legend. I texted him last night right after the news broke, being like, wow, what do you got?
I'm sure he was on the news pretty early there. Big trades, man. It's been a lot going on in baseball. Well, I hope that you enjoy your Thanksgiving, Vinny, even though you got to drive. I don't know, how far away is the drive?
3.5 hours.
That's not terrible. Well, you enjoy you enjoy that vegetable tray in particular.
Oh, I'm gonna.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.